Hello and welcome to The Ledger, the podcast on lending, technology and finance. This episode is part of a special Tech Talk series of bite-sized interviews on key talking points within lending technology. I'm your host, Callum Dunbar, and in this episode, we take a look at building operational efficiency with DanceRay CEO, Elliot Averson. In our short discussion, we explore what banks and lenders can do with software to optimize their everyday operations. We hope you find it interesting. Elliot, thanks for joining me. Now, we're talking about operational efficiency today. It's something that seems to be on every lender's lips at the moment. Why do you think lenders are particularly focused on driving operational efficiency today?
Oh, it's a difficult one. I mean, I think the pandemic has certainly been a major driver, but I think we were getting there beforehand, but the pandemic definitely accelerated those thoughts. I think the main thing is that I think the general marketplace is moving away from really hands-on processing of information or processing of products and services. I think services are getting more digital. You can go on your iPad and order a movie, or you can go and get food by clicking a few buttons on your phone. And I think the business world is spending a lot of time catching up. And when operational efficiencies come into it, you look at your business and actually, it's not maybe necessarily the drive for operational efficiency itself, but it's actually the modernization, it's that branding, it's perception of being a more straightforward lender that I think is definitely appealing. But then there is the more darker answer to that question, which is that obviously businesses have been impacted quite severely by the financial impact of the pandemic, and they are protecting themselves. They're trying to streamline processes, improve profitability, look at how they can be more responsive and reactive. And, you know, look at the situation we had last year where all of those business loans were being issued, and there was a huge opportunity of all those businesses looking for help that will surely now also be looking for assistance should we enter a pandemic again, or when the amounts become due for those original loans, they may need further support. And I think that shocked the marketplace into realizing how slow and how potentially hands-on and manual things were. And then on that, there's obviously the remote working. We're doing things more online digitally than ever before, out of necessity rather than want. And you just look around you, you can speak to your customers on the other side of the world from your living room and do business. And when you look at your systems and you realize you relied on the printer in the back of the office, or you relied on emailing or physically visiting customers to get information from their accounting system, all of this stuff seems completely either impossible or barking mad now. So yeah, that's probably quite a few reasons.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think there's a lot of stuff. I think it's a really good thing to focus on. And from a software's perspective, this is playing directly into someone like my hands, because I love optimization. That's the most important thing.
Well, let's lean into that then. You know, you spend a lot of time obviously talking to lenders of different sizes. When you're discussing optimization with lenders, what are the areas of their systems that you're talking to them about?
So probably six key areas. Obviously, onboarding has been an area that we focused very heavily on as a business for the last couple of years, for the very reasons I just described. Everyday processing, so of ledgers and payments, but particularly the ledgers and customer information, that's been notoriously difficult for many years. Payment processing, that was quite, a lot of people were looking at that pre-pandemic, but again, it's a really, really key one and very simple to optimize. Task management, so making sure that the things you're doing in the application are really exception-based rather than needing to do everything manually. Information management, so allowing a system to actually aggregate information into structured dashboards or reports that are useful for your business rather than needing to wade through tons of data. And then intelligent data processing, so allowing the system to do things for you so you can work with exceptions and use the power of the platform rather than relying on humans to do everything. Those are probably the six main areas.
Okay, brilliant. And this is your kind of chance to plug the DanceRay operating system. when you've spoken to lenders, they've made the changes in those areas. What kind of results have you seen with lenders in terms of operational efficiency.
Sure. Okay. So, yeah, these are some really key things that we try to measure our own success on. So with onboarding, we've seen 2/3 less time spent on onboarding. Payment processing over a number of clients over a number of years, we've seen up to 80% less time spent processing manual payments, which is very significant for some of our larger lenders. 75% less time when using our data extraction products. So allowing the customers and the ledger details to flow through your system every 20 minutes, every hour, every day, but can be completely touchless. You don't have to process them as long as they fall within some of the boundaries of your thresholds. And then we've seen the ratio. So using some of our products, we're seeing the client manager to client ratio is one of the key areas we measure. So we've seen that go from 1 to roughly 24 and to 1 to 37, which is obviously quite a significant jump. And that's come from both our shadow products and use of data extraction, as there's simply just a lot less manual processing, chasing of customers, and your client managers can be more efficient.
So those are significant changes. I think, you know, they represent a chance to really change the culture within lenders, I suppose, allow them to focus on building relationships as opposed to everyday processing.
Absolutely. And that's what I'm hearing. You know, one of our other talks about borrower experience, the borrower wants to be, they want that subject matter expertise from a lender to be contacting them about value add. They don't want to spend their entire time explaining information or going through things manually. But the same can be said for a client manager. Their experience shouldn't be on how quickly can they do a manual task. It should be how much more value and revenue can they generate for the lender. It obviously directly benefits them, but it also benefits the borrower. So I see these things as being win-wins for everyone involved. And hopefully it will mean that the profitability of our lenders will improve, which means that they can lend more money and help more businesses, which is, again, a good thing.
Brilliant. I think so too. Thank you very much for your time.
No problem at all. Thanks, Callum.
See you soon. Bye-bye.
Cheers.
Thank you for listening to this special Tech Talks episode of The Ledger by Dance Race. If you found it interesting, you might also like our other episodes focused on system migrations, boosting borrower experiences, and more. To find out more about any of the products or services mentioned in this episode, please go to dancerace.com. This was a Dance Race production, copyright Dance Race PLC 2021.